Hello, welcome to Daily-ish for March 22nd. It's Wednesday once again. This is episode number 204 of Daily-ish. Goodstuff.fm/daily-ish/204 is where you can find this episode, and there's lots of other shows. We actually, like I said in that last episode, we launched a new show, podcast, Clockworks, all about the show Legion, which you should definitely go check out, goodstuff.fm/clockworks, if for no other reason to hear Paul's terrible clock puns that Jan shuts down within a minute of the episode starting. This episode is brought to you by folks, the awesome folks who are supporting me over on Patreon, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check that out, how you can support me a little more directly. It's -3 outside, feels like -10 apparently, but I'm not going to go outside to feel that. And, but apparently it's going up to 9 degrees in the positive this afternoon. So we'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it or feel it if I decide to venture out. I am going out this evening, so I guess I'll feel it. Anyways, this is not a weather podcast, but there you go. There's your weather update for today. And last night, I tweeted out that I'm doing something that I've never done before, but I'm not allowed to tweet about it. And so I thought I'd just cover that. I tweeted later what I did, but the big reveal was the fact that I went to a movie by myself, which I've, as far as I can remember, I don't think I've ever done in my life before. So like as a kid, I would go obviously with my parents or friends in high school and stuff like that and university. And since getting married, obviously going with Sue or friends or whatever, and then kids come along and then it becomes even more expensive to go to movies. And so, yeah, for whatever reason, Sue had done it earlier this year. I'd kind of challenged her to do it just as a thing to do for fun. And because it feels weird if you've never done it before. For those of you who do it all the time, good on you. And it is a thing I'd recommend doing. It's not like the same as jumping off a bridge on a bungee cord or quitting your job or I don't know, any of those kind of crazy kind of things. But it does kind of like, it took motivating myself to just do it. I was about to, Sue was actually going to try and go to Beauty and the Beast with some friends, and then it was sold out. So then I was like, well, maybe I should try and go see that Kong movie. And because she wasn't super pumped about seeing it, she'd see it if I was going to see it, but she wouldn't care if she missed it. And then I like chickened out. And then, because we had talked about this a few weeks ago when I went to see, Logan, the Wolverine movie, and ended up meeting a friend there at the movie theater, sort of planned through Facebook. And so I didn't actually go by myself, so it was kind of like we had thought I had, but then I was like, I had to confess that, no, actually, there was somebody there. And so I didn't actually technically go by myself. And so she was like, no, you have to go now. You have to go tonight. And so I'm not going to turn down the opportunity to see a movie, but it was kind of like up until the moment I actually ordered the tickets online and bought it online or whatever. And up until that moment, I was kind of like ready to chicken out and cancel and just be like, whatever, I'll just stay home. No big deal. But anyways, I did it, bought the tickets. Then I had to go say goodbyes on my big adventure, which sounds hilarious to say it out loud to you folks. Cause obviously it's like, what's the big deal about going to a movie, but, especially by yourself, it kind of was a little, so anyways, I got to the theater. There was still a little bit of time left before the movie was going to start. So I'm in line waiting I was going to buy some cheap popcorn. Well, cheap being like $5 for 10 popcorn kernels and 2 sips of pop or whatever for $5. So, but as I'm in line, some guy decides to try and buy tickets for the movie in the food line, which I didn't know you could do, but I guess you can. And they were okay with that sort of, but he tried to buy tickets for Kong, which is the movie I was going to and so Skull Island. And the lady at the till said that the movie is actually sold out. And so it was like, it's Tuesday night. It's been out for a week and change, I think, maybe a couple weeks now. I hadn't thought it was going to be that busy, and especially with Beauty and the Beast now, sort of like everybody's going to see. I knew it would be popular to go see Kong, but didn't think it would be sold out. So anyways, that was 10 minutes before the movie was going to start. So all of a sudden I was like, oh shoot, what if there's like no seats? I have to go sit right in front. So I went into the theater and it was like 90% packed full. And I had to end up sitting at the end of a row and had to sort of like be, this is where it feels awkward. Cause as a adult male, going into a theater, I feel like in my mind, everybody's like, there's a creepy old dude going to see a movie by himself. And I don't know why I think that, but that's just what I think. And so then I had to go walk down there. There's a seat at the end of the row, and so I had to go past everybody and like ask this person, like, is this seat taken? And it happened to be like, I don't know, 15 to 20 year old girl and her friend and her parents beside them. And so I'm like this weird single guy sitting there in a movie theater watching this movie. Anyways, all good. It was a good experience and a good thing to do. And definitely we'll do it again and hopefully pick a movie that's not quite as, whether the theater's not quite as packed. I'd gone into it knowing it's going to be like a sort of a silly kind of action, big blockbustery kind of movie. And was just hoping for a good sort of adventure with it. And I thought it actually lived up to my expectations of it.
These are photos of an island in the South Pacific.
The place where myth and science meet.
A monkey?
Magnificent.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Your friend there can put that down.
Well, you don't go into someone's house and start dropping bombs unless you're picking a fight.
Owns God on the island, but the devils live below us.
And what are they called?
I call them skull crawlers.
Why?
Never said that name out loud before. It sounds stupid now that I say. Just, you call them whatever you want. This is a good group of boys. We're all gonna die together out here. You shouldn't have come here.
I'm not like a huge King Kong fanatic or anything like that, or monster movie fan or anything like that. But something about the trailers for this movie kind of grabbed me and maybe really want to see it and kind of just go with it and have a bit of fun with a silly big monster movie kind of thing. And there's the cliche stuff of military versus the humanitarian and sort of environment focus and all that kind of stuff that goes on with some of these movies where they pit stereotypes against each other. But in particular, John C. Reilly, who you'll recognize as a character actor from many, many movies. He's done tons and tons of movies. He was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, I think, with George Clooney, unless I'm thinking of the wrong guy. And a bunch of character, like smaller roles, comedy and drama. He's just a really good character actor. There's a really good interview with him actually on Mark Maron, Mark Maron's podcast, WTF, that you should check out. I'll put the link in the show notes if it's still available, if it's not in the paid section of the podcast. But for me, he kind of saved the movie from being just the sort of stereotypical movie. He's like comedic relief generally, but he has a lot of just good roles and good sort of reaction of like what the audience is thinking probably, and just expressing it even better than we would. Right now the movie has 78% on the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes. 75% of the audience has liked it. It's like a good popcorn thriller. Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki in the X-Men movies, is stars. Brie Larson as well. Samuel L. Jackson plays basically Samuel L. Jackson as a military guy. And then, of course, featuring King Kong, the big gorilla ape monkey. I don't know which one he is. It's a fun one. It's a good one to see in the theater if you're all inclined, unless you have a massive screen and big sound system at home. I guess it could work there too, but it's just a fun one to see in the theater. And they, unfortunately for me, and this doesn't ruin anything because it happens in the movie and the trailer too, it ruins they basically reveal the monster, in my opinion, too soon. And so you see it rather than like waiting in anticipation of seeing the monster of Kong or whatever. At some point in the theater, you see him within the first 5 minutes, I think it is, of the movie. So that's one down. I feel like they could have held that off, kind of the payoff of the movie, a little bit longer. It's also got, as far as soundtrack, it's got your pretty cliched post-Vietnam, late 60s, early 70s mix of U.S. rock and roll that, if you've seen Forrest Gump, you've heard a lot of the same songs. And so that kind of soundtrack for it, which I felt like wasn't super interesting or innovative, I guess, from that perspective, but it is like, it's sort of a military movie in a bit, in parts, I guess. And so kind of go with that cliche, but all that to be said, go see the movie if you're at all interested, in sort of big monster action summer movies. It's a fun one to see. And let me know what you think. Tweet at me, iChris on Twitter. There'll be the subreddit link in the show notes. Of course, you can leave a comment in our subreddit. And I think that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.